At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up? Happy Monday. I'm late today. My bad. Gina's going to join us. We're going to talk about episode 7 of The Last Resort that aired tonight. I'm a little late. My apologies, but we're going to get into this episode. Hello. Gina will be here soon. James is here. Shelly, Pretty Southern Aesthetics. Hey, Shelly. Hey, T-Law. Hey, Diva Speaks. Welcome. Happy Monday. Hey, Gile. Oh, Gina's already here. Tonight during therapy. So I think Darcy is going to show up soon because Stacy brought up Darcy tonight during. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So episode 7, The Last Resort. There was some Darcy talk tonight. Remember, we were waiting to see when Darcy was going to enter the chat. So Stacy brought up Darcy tonight. So I'm assuming this was the segue into when we're going to get Darcy on the show. She said something pretty mean, too. She said that Florian was better off single. We didn't get any context on why Darcy said that or what's going on with that. But apparently Darcy is going to make her appearance. She's going to show up. And we're going to get into that. But tonight was an interesting episode, right? We got some Natalie and Josh sex therapy. We got some Gino and Jasmine rejection therapy, and we got Benny and Josh. Josh, the other way, Josh, where have you been? I haven't seen you in forever. We got some Benny and Ariella, which was some pretty crazy toxic situation, right? So Ariella during therapy, the group therapy, the one where Natalie laughed at Sophie, she wrote down Binium's passwords and gave him the passwords, and things seemed to be okay for like the first like hour, and then they went to this bar and things got out of hand because she kind of wanted him to start admitting that, oh, Josh is in Hawaii. Well, that explains why I haven't seen you. You're out on the beach somewhere on the water. That explains a lot. Thank you, Diva. So this situation with Benny and Ari, I want to get your reaction to it because she wanted him to admit to cheating on her. Actually, she said it's multiple times. Once while she was pregnant with Avi, and then she said that he moved a woman into their house when she was out of the country. So do you think that Benium is a dirty cheating dog? Like, I just want to get your opinion. I don't know. I don't know Benium like that, so I'm just wondering.
She's a leech. She was like latching on to him for dear life after the passwords. Like, she's a leech, right? She just latches on and all hopes. But like at the bar or at the restaurant that they went to, he had asked her a number of times, let me speak. And she wouldn't let him get a word in to tell his side. So I don't know because he was basically put down whenever he did attempt to speak, and then he just got aggravated with her and told her where to go after, because that's the thing, he didn't have any, there was no open communication.
Well, he kept saying like the only reason why we're here is so she can make me look bad. He kept saying that, but at the same time, someone can't make you look bad unless you did something bad. Right? Like, because you can lie on people, you can make up stories, but unless there's some character traits or proof, it's all just crap. I mean, I get bringing him on TV to say that he's a lying, cheating dog it's not going to fix your marriage, right? Like, that's not something that you want the world to have that perception of you. So I don't know what her end game is, because it's almost like she wants him to be miserable with her. Like, do you ever notice whenever, like when he was in the car, the van next to them, and he's like talking to them through the window, and she's like, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Why can't you just spend the evening with me? They were literally sitting in the van waiting at a red light. Is it like not okay for him to interact with the outside world? Like she was irritated that he was like waving at the van next to them because it was their friends in the van, and she's like, "This is what I'm talking about. You don't know how to be a good husband." And I was like, "So being a good husband is being cut off from the rest of the world. You're not allowed to talk to anyone, show anyone any attention." Because you have to remember, Benny and Ari were separated before this. They weren't living together. They weren't together. So it's almost like she wants them to pretend that they're still married. I mean, on paper they are still married, but Benny, obviously, we saw the TikTok of him making out with the chick. He's clearly moved on. And I think, in my opinion, he showed up to get his passwords. I don't think that he really cared about fixing anything with her. I mean, if you've cheated on somebody multiple times and you moved out, you move forward with your life, I don't think that backsliding is the goal. I think that he looks at fixing things with her as backsliding, as going backwards. And I'm not saying he's innocent, she's innocent. I think that they both are the problem. I think Ari is an insufferable, angry, unhappy human being. Like, I don't think Ari would know happiness if it slapped the piss out of her. Like, there's people who are incapable of being happy. I think that Ari is always gonna find, kind of like Sophie. Sophie's the same way. I don't think she's capable of being happy. She's
She's
always gonna.
only happy when she's putting other people's lives like m miserable,
Yes.
basically.
Like, yeah, she misery loves company. And kind of like how it was when Gino was having fun and drunk and having a good time, and Jasmine shows up and she's like, "I know you're not happy." It's one of those, like, you need to be unhappy. I'm unhappy. You need to be unhappy. Everyone around me needs to be unhappy. It's kind of how Sophie is too. Sophie's like, "Well, I don't like that, people are happy and I'm not." And then they have that negative
Aura.
realm of energy around them. Okay, so Julia revealed today, so Brandon has been pressuring her to have a baby. And she revealed tonight that the reason why that she's kind of not
Hesitant?
like, yeah, hesitant to try to have a baby or whatever is she found out in Russia from a doctor that one of a medical condition she has, she didn't really elaborate, but the doctor said it's po a possibility she wouldn't be able to conceive or have a baby. She only got one opinion. She never saw another doctor. She never really ran any tests other than that test. So Brandon doesn't take that as written in stone, because sometimes you go to a doctor and the doctor will tell you there's something wrong with you, and then you go to two additional doctors. Actually, this happened to me before. So I went to a dentist. I was having really bad pain on this side of my mouth, and I thought I had, what did I need? I thought I needed a root canal. So I went in, and the dentist did X-rays, and she's like, "Oh yeah, you have this horrible impacted tooth. You need a root canal." And then I went to schedule, and she couldn't schedule the surgery. So I went to another dentist because it hurt like hell, and they wouldn't take her X-rays. They took their own, and it turned out that I just had a cavity that needed to be filled. So she was gonna do a root canal and cut and gut my tooth and do all this for a cavity that just needed to be filled. And then literally, I went in and had it done the same day. So it's very important to get a second opinion. Doctors are human. Right. And I always tell people, how you when I was in college, there were people who were drunk all the time, that were partying, that were sleeping with everybody, and then there were people who were always in their books. You don't know which doctor you're going to get. You don't know if the doctor was the person who was always in the book or always drunk, right? Because they're just people, right? It doesn't say on the diploma really, really focused. It just says that they're a doctor, right? So you don't know who you're going to get. So I think that her second opinion, but also, I don't know what it's like for a woman to feel like she can't have kids. Like, I know if a man finds out he can't impregnate or his wife or whatever, that would be very detrimental. But she was scared that Brandon would leave her if she couldn't have kids. Do you think that he would actually leave her?
I don't seeing their communication and their teamwork that they built like in today's episode was actually kind of inspiring. I could be inspiring to many other couples. I think her fear is the result of the second opinion or third opinion. And like she says, it's expensive, but then you're willing to pay for your parents to come to America. But that's
Well,
a
yeah,
different story
I think the money
altogether.
is a bullshit excuse. Like you said, once you go and get the second and third opinion, it's real now, right? Like when you're gonna get bad news, are you like, for instance, I thought last year I had this cancer scare and I had all these tests done, and I had to go in and get the test reveal. I would have given anything to not go because that would have made it real. But it turned out it wasn't that. But the idea of knowing that I could get that and then it would be set, it's just that's what it is. That was really scary. So I think for her, going in and having somebody tell her, no, this is what's wrong. Yes, you can have kids. No, you can't. That's what makes it like real. And then you have to accept it and you have to s decide how you're going to handle it.
And I also think maybe, like, and I don't know what her backstory is with her parents. I also think maybe because she's a child of divorced or separated parents, she just doesn't want to bring another human life into the world, considering how young she is. She's still in her party phase, and she doesn't want to have the same effect on her child, like, because of like PTSD with it, right? She could have some like depression over it or whatnot. So that's why I think she doesn't want to be a parent right now because A, she's not ready for it, and B, she doesn't want the same outcome as her parents. Her parents don't even are on speaking terms or anything. So I just don't, I think that's the major case with her.
I agree. I'm a child of divorce. And I think a lot of people see children as a blessing, which they are. But if your relationship is not as strong as you think it is, having a child can be the demise of your relationship. And maybe Julia knows deep down their foundation might not be strong enough to handle a child. Like, because men always are like, oh, I want to have a child. I want to have a child. And then I talk to the wives after they have the child and they're like, I'm tired. I'm angry. I resent him. They're like, he doesn't help. Because men will say they want a child, but men don't actually want to change diapers. You don't have to breastfeed because you don't have breasts. So men, they say they want the child, but then when it comes to raising the child, it's like 99% on the wife. And then, because I've known people who they had children as a compromise. The wife didn't want to have kids. The dad did. The husband did. So now she's stuck taking care of a kid that she didn't really want. But it was a compromise. And I think Julia might look at it as, I don't want to compromise, like you said, with a human life. If I don't want to fully commit myself to a child, I don't want the child to ever grow up and think like, huh, my mom didn't love me as much as she could have. Like, because children can sense these things. So maybe she looks at it as, if I'm not 100% on board, because how much do you think Brandon is going to help? Right? I don't think he's going to help. Men are really bad at helping with taking care of kids. Do you think he's actually going to be like
I don't
active
know.
helping?
He's like a grandpa already at his age, so he acts like older than what he is. So I don't know. Maybe he is ready for it. He could have some childlike tendencies, but I honestly think he would actually step his game up, right? Because yes, he really wants it, but at the same time, he doesn't do anything. He's old. Like, he acts older than I do.
That's true. I mean, you're right. He is a grandpa in a what, 30-year-old's body. You're right. I mean, it could be that he really is in that place where he wants to be someone's dad and go to basketball games and little recitals, and maybe he's in that space. Julia's definitely not in that space, and I think that until they can really get on the same page, a kid will probably destroy their relationship, right? I feel like a kid in that situation will destroy whatever foundation of marriage that they have. And I really think that they should really put the brakes on that. Like, because look at Ari and Benny, right? They already have a kid. They can't seem to get along for more than 5 minutes. Because tonight I saw a little glimmer of hope when they were in the van and they're like touching, because Benny is kind of repulsed by her existence. So he doesn't even want to be around her. So she's like laying on him. He kissed her on the cheek. I was like, oh, maybe things are actually going in the right direction. And then within like 40 minutes, it was all gone to hell. He's literally saying, F you, get out of my face, flipping her off. And I really do believe he's checked out of whatever this relationship is, and she isn't. Because I think you're right. I feel like she doesn't want to let him go because then he would be happy. And I feel like her goal is he can't be happy, so you have to stay with me. Right? Like, I feel like that's how she looks at it. Like, she can't set him free because then he would be free to be happy. So he can't be out of this relationship. She gets to torture him because she brought him over here, right? Because she kept saying, like, oh, I compromised so much to be with you. I compromised. I did all this so you could be here. So now she feels like it's her responsibility to torture him if he doesn't do what she wants, which I think is crazy.
Well, it's not only him, it's her whole family.
Yeah, you're right.
Her
That her family
parents, like it's her family.
did a lot to give them the life that they have. Her mom and dad took care of them both. And it's funny because the mom and dad, they didn't expect anything from Ari, which I thought was really interesting because her dad's a doctor, her mom's a practitioner. They have like very good jobs. They're very successful. They had no expectations from her, which I envy that. My parents wanted me to be everything. So the fact that she just skated.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Through life, didn't have to work, didn't have to commit to anything, and her parents always had her back. I think that always is going to have a reflection on her relationships because she feels like, well, I shouldn't have to do anything and I should be rewarded. So she doesn't have to treat her husband with respect, but she should still be rewarded. She doesn't have to be fair, she should still be rewarded. I think it's a part of how she was raised. Her parents gave her whatever she wanted and whatever her behavior was, it was okay. And I think that's why we're looking at this grown adult 16-year-old girl on this show, because everybody in that whole show, even out of Sophie, I think Ariella is probably the most immature because she's unwilling to compromise and she's unwilling to admit when she's wrong. Because even Sophie, every now and then she'll be like, no, you're right, I was wrong. Ariella doesn't do that. Ariella is not willing to compromise and say when she's right or wrong. She's always right. Right, so. Oh, I thought tonight's episode was 2 hours. It wasn't.
No,
I misread the
thank
DVR.
God.
So yeah, I saw that it was 2 hours and I got really disappointed. But then I was looking at the DVR and I was looking at a different show. It wasn't 2 hours. It was hard to get through. So Josh and Natalie did some sex therapy. And were you surprised at how resistant Josh was
You know
to
what?
do?
Because he hates her. If it was Sophie requesting for this and and he's more concerned about the calories and in the chocolate syrup. If it was Sophie, he'd be like, let's do this.
Well, right. I didn't believe that it was the sugar content because I was like, how much sugar is in like a tablespoon of chocolate syrup? Like what? 60 calories? Like get out of here. And you don't usually have to pull, it was like pulling a tooth with no anesthesia with him to get him to even like entertain the idea. It's funny because Jasmine and Gino are the same way. And it's like, how are y'all married? Well, they're not married, but like Jasmine and
Well.
Gino are. And it's like he was so uncomfortable. He made the therapist leave the room just so they could continue the exercise. And he literally said to the therapist, he was like, I did it, I didn't enjoy it. And I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not like a, what did he say? He's like, I'm not a
Affect
P
like a PDA per
PDA,
type of
yeah,
person.
PDA person, which okay, is you think that's bullshit? Like, is it PDA to just touch somebody on their shoulder? Like, I don't know. I felt like it really showed tonight. He showed up to this show because he wanted to get paid.
Exactly.
It was very, very, very obvious.
She's just a friends with benefits, and I'm like, why does she not realize that is beyond me.
Well,
They said, I think he said that they'll hook up, and then the following day it's just like a war because she wants to go for breakfast. If he knows that's her expectation in the morning
yes.
or whatever, you make extra time for that. You don't make up,
Well,
ex and that's why he sets these meetings up so he can it's like a dine and dash type of
avoid.
situation.
Yeah, I think you're right. When he said, like, oh, whenever we're intimate, it's really bad afterward because she wants my time. And I was like, oh my God, what a monster. A woman wants to be with you after you're intimate. What a complete freaking monster she is. And I was like, don't get me wrong, I'm not defending Natalie because her behavior is crazy. But I noticed a pattern tonight. You're gonna hate me for this, but Josh has a pattern of saying or doing hurtful things towards her and then setting her off and then calling her crazy. So the meme, it's a burning house and there's a little
Yes.
girl standing in front of her with a match. I feel like Josh sets this fire. He sets her off So she goes crazy. He'll say something really hurtful. Like tonight, he was like, I never said I want to have a family with you, and I would never do. And then he watches her go off, and then he sits there very calmly and is like, wow, look how crazy you are. And it's like, yes, she's crazy, but you're also pushing her over the edge. Because you can't tell me that in 3 years, you never made any type of promises to her about being together, being in a relationship, having a family. Because why would she still be clinging on to you after 3 years if you're not leading her on? I think Natalie is cuckoo bananas, don't get me wrong, but I also think that Josh is kind of taking advantage of the fact that he's dealing with a person that's like 16 tools short of a toolbox, right? I think he knows that she's not all there, and whenever he has to be confronted with his behavior and his deceit, he's like, she's crazy, and that's his defense. And I was like, I saw it tonight because I was like, you're rejecting her. You're saying, I don't want to be around you. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to see you the next day. So obviously she gets emotional, you know, because when you say really nasty, mean, hurtful things to a woman, she'll get emotional because that's she thinks you love her. Then she finds out you don't. She's gonna get emotional. And then his next move is, well, look how crazy and I've erratic that she is all the time. This is what I have to deal with. And I saw it tonight and I was like, maybe he uses her being an erratic, crazy person as an excuse for leading her on for 3 years, right?
Exactly. Well, like I really wanted to punch her in the face today, like in the beginning when she was like laughing. Like I think she loves seeing women that are more attractive than her be in pain, be vulnerable, and cry. And I think that and her laughing is a coping mechanism for her own insecurities.
That's an interesting way to look at it because everybody has been saying since the beginning they can't understand what her issue is with Sophie because Sophie showed her the text messages. She saw that Sophie wasn't the initiator. She wasn't flirting with Josh. And you're right, she still has this hatred towards Sophie and it's unwarranted. And it may be because she's younger and pretty. And not only that, but Josh showed interest in her. So, but instead of being angry with Josh and taking it out on Josh, she takes it out on Sophie. Even though Sophie was minding her own business, Josh slid into her DMs first. It's not
Because
like.
Josh is the one that's giving her everything she wants when she at her beck and call, and she's just a booty call, like she's just a sugar baby or whatnot. She wants a car, she'll get a car. She wants a house, she'll get a house. Sophie ain't giving that to Natalie, that's for sure.
No. I mean, that's another question though. Why is Natalie so unsatisfied with what she's getting from this relationship? Because you know, we already had this conversation. If Jasmine was in this relationship, she'd be very happy. You know, there's a lot of women who would take a sugar daddy who's not even in his 80s, right? He's not even in his 80s. Like this is a sugar daddy that you could take in public if you had to. You don't have to hide him, and they would be happy with the
No,
situation.
because Josh doesn't want to take Natalie out in public.
You're right. He wants to hide her and pretend like they're not in a relationship unless they're on TV. And I think that's also triggering for her because she it on TV, it makes it look like they're in a real relationship, but she wants it on and off the camera and he's not willing to give that to her. And I think that's part of the leading on that he's doing. I think that it's not hard to lead on somebody like Natalie. You only have to tell her one thing that she wants to hear every couple of months and you got her on the leash. And I think he's got her on the leash to where I'll show up, I'll sleep with her, I'll pay for something, and then I can disappear for weeks at a time. And I think it's a perfect situation for him. For some women, it would also be a perfect situation, but Natalie is too needy to be a booty call or a side chick. She needs 100% of her man's attention 100% of the time. She's just, some women look at it like, oh, if I could get my rent paid and a car and or whatever I need, and then I only have to deal with the person once a month, that's a gift from God to some women, right? They're just like, what? I could, but Natalie, she's just very needy, and I think she's got a hole in her heart. She has to be loved, and her existence has to be validated by a man. And I think that that's her downfall because I don't know. I think she's in a really good situation. She's been here, what, 5 or 6 years? Ain't had to work one single day. She lives in Cali. She drives a car. She's got money. She's on TV. I can't imagine why she could find one reason to complain about any of this situation. The situation seems fine to me.
Seems fine to me too. You know, some people want but the thing is, the problem is her, right? Like, because look how many times she's been married, look how many times she's been divorced. She's been like married and divorced 3 or 4 times already. So at the end of the day, maybe it's not so much the man, maybe it's her.
Well, I think what's the thing that they say? If you've been in several bad relationships, it can't all be blamed on the man, you know, because how people treat you is they treat you based on how you give them the impression you can be treated. So if Josh is treating her like a side chick booty call, somewhere down the line, she made it seem like it was okay to treat her that way. Maybe
Exactly.
she's not, maybe she's not okay with it anymore, but it wouldn't have went on for 3 years if she didn't give him the impression that that was okay. Because, you know, any woman, if a man comes over, he only wants to have sex, he ignores you in the daytime, he won't take you out in public, you don't know where he lives. Any woman who's looking for more than that will just block that person. They can't call you, they can't text you, and if they try to get a hold of you, you'll be like, I'll get a restraining order, don't talk to me. Like, it's clear that she has allowed the behavior to go on, and if she's been married and divorced that many times, she is a common denominator in the factor of issues. And I can't even start the list of issues that she has, but I
Oh.
think that you nailed it though. It's a self-worth issue. She's super insecure, and any because if you've noticed, anytime there's another woman around Natalie, we actually saw this with Angela too. If there's another woman around, she's instantly super insecure and standoffish and rude. But as long as there's no other women around, they're totally fine. Angela was like that too. She didn't get insecure or rude or nasty until there was another woman, especially a younger woman. The younger, the worse it got.
Or more
And I think Natalie is,
attractive.
yes. And I also think Stacy and Darcy go through that too. I feel like they've been getting all these surgeries. They're trying to defy aging. They don't want to get older. They're insecure about getting older. And every time we hear about a situation with Florian or Georgie, it's they're cheating on me with a younger woman. It's always the same thing. I think that they want to be with someone younger, or I think they're cheating on me with someone who looks different. And I think that comes from inside personal insecurity. Because obviously, if you know you look good and you've had all these surgeries and you're happy with what you see, you can't make your mate feel the same way as you. So either you accept the fact that they don't love you as much as they should, or you move on. You can't have both. You can't be pissed that they're treating you right, but also stay with them. You can't do both.
Exactly.
Oh,
So.
so Stacy brought up Darcy tonight. So that means that at some point Darcy's gonna finally show up. She said during was it tonight or was it for a preview for next week? It might have been for a preview for next week. I can't remember now.
Well, they didn't show Stacy on the preview for next week, because they showed the upcoming preview for next week after tonight's episode. There was mention of her in this episode, I think.
I
But
saw
then there was no
something.
preview, there was no Darcy, but then
Oh,
it
yeah. No Darcy at all, but she brought it up. She brought her up and said that Stacy said some hurtful stuff. I don't know. So I feel like that was the segue. We know she's gonna show up. So we're 7 episodes in, and she hasn't shown up yet. So I'm assuming maybe somewhere in the next couple of episodes, we're gonna see Stacy and Darcy hash out their issues, which they're probably BS. I don't think Stacy and Darcy have issues. I feel like if two people in the world get along, it's those two, because they literally are on the same page. Every plastic surgery they ever got, they got together. So I feel like there's no real issues there.
Exactly. It's just all for the clout. It's all for I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't even write Stacy and Florian down, because they're just background characters in
Well,
this episode.
in this episode, they weren't even really there. Like, I saw
Exactly.
that Florian and Gina wanted to sit by each other at the bar, and I think
I
Jasmine
love
was like,
Drunk Gino. Drunk Gino is awesome. I love Drunk Gino.
I like seeing Gino happy. We haven't seen Gino happy for much of the time we've seen him on the show because he was with Jasmine. But I think that happy, fun Gino, I would totally drink with Gino. He seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's
Also,
a fun time.
there was the scene tonight where Jasmine tried to seduce Gino and he rejected her, which, you know, she's been telling us about this throughout the season. And he was just like, I don't want to be like close with somebody who's such an asshole to me. You know, basically he's just like, yeah, I'm tired of, you know, pretending that things are okay. And you know, she's playing the victim. She's like, oh, well, I'm just getting rejected, and this is why I wanted to bring a third person into our relationship. And she kind of blames it all on Gino. And I'm like, well, you have to take a little responsibility in there too. He doesn't want to be around you because you say that he's the worst sex you've ever had. Your ex is better. He's a joke. He's a loser. He's less than a man. Like, you have to take a little
Well,
responsibility in the fact why.
she keeps belittling him, and like any man or any woman who gets belittled by their partner would not want to be with them, touch them, or even be in the same room with them. So, and here we are, like they both want different things, and Gino wants to actually work on the relationship and build a foundation, as he mentioned, but then you have her, she's just a freak on a leash.
Well, she's made it very clear since the beginning that she's sexually obsessed. Like if you, I guess you would say like a sex addict, because she, I think when she first was meeting Gino on the show, she said she wanted to have sex, what, 4 or 5 times a day? You know, and Gino looked at her like, the hell is wrong with you? No one, that's not humanly possible. Wait, Pineapple says that she heard that it's actually another spin-off, like a family therapy, so Darcy and Stacey might be debuting on that. I didn't hear that. Like a
I didn't
family
hear that
therapy?
either yet.
I didn't hear that. I heard she was gonna be on The Last Resort. So, I'll ask around. I didn't hear about a family therapy. I feel like there's not enough people for a family therapy show, right? Like,
No, because all
who?
these children are still like little and not impacted by their parents' choices.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. I'm pretty sure. I mean, don't get me wrong, after they get back on The Last Resort, Darcy and Stacey might show up somewhere else. You know, because you know, they've had their own spin-off show before. So maybe if, I don't know what the scenario is, but they might show up on another show. Like Darcy put out on her Instagram that she was single, even though she's not. So she could show up on The Single Life or something, and Stacey might be with her. Who knows? They're always looking for ways to get back on our TV. Darcy and Stacey, if they got one thing they're gonna do, they're gonna be on TV. That's the one thing that they're good at. Angela was another candidate. Ooh, that would
Ooh.
be really good. Angela's family
Yeah,
with Scotty and Skyla, that's
that's
actually,
the train wreck that I'm willing to see.
I would watch that. See, now you got me interested in it, and it might not even be real, but I would want to watch Angela's family, especially with her daughters, you know, sort out their issues. Because you know the one daughter was in jail, and there's like all these issues and all this drama. So yeah, I would actually watch Skyla and Scotty and Angela and try to figure out their lives, because their lives are pretty chaotic, right?
Pineapple, you got to send us those sources. We must see them.
Yeah, who did you hear this from? I can't remember where or who I heard it from. See, I feel like I would have heard about it by now. If it's in production, I would have some info. So if they already filmed it, I feel like I would know about it. Also, there was a Jasmine sighting the other day here in Florida. She was out in Dunedin, Florida, and guess who she was seen with? Gina?
She was with Gino.
No, she was with her dog,
Oh,
Coco.
okay.
And she was very pregnant. They said she appeared to be about 6 months pregnant, but she was with a man. The man's name was Matt.
Yeah, the Matt the mechanic.
She was with Matt. They were walking Coco on Main Street in Dunedin, Florida. So a lot of people were like, oh, well, she's not really pregnant and she's not really with Matt. She was actually seen. This is all over Reddit too. So if you want to go on Reddit and look it up, it's under the 90 Day Fiancé thread. It was a wife and her husband. They were walking this direction. Jasmine and her man were walking the other direction, and they were mid conversation, and the wife's like, "That's Jasmine," and the husband's like, "There's no way that's Jasmine." So they cross the street and they walk, you know, intersecting each other. They see Jasmine, and the husband's like, "Say something, say something." So she's like, "Are you Jasmine?" And she was like, she said, "Yeah," and then they got freaked out. And then basically tried to walk away really fast, but the dog pooped. So then they had to stop to pick up the poop. And then, but she verified that
Was
it was
literally
definitely,
shit out of luck.
yeah, the dog literally shit. So they had to stop. They're trying to like retreat. So they have to stop to pick up the poop. So the lady's like, "Oh my God, I'm a big fan," or whatever. And she said Jasmine was wearing like an oversized, like hoodie type shirt, but she was like, it was obvious that she was at least 6 months pregnant at minimal. She was like, because you know, Jasmine is like this big, soaking wet. So she was like, "There's no doubt in my mind that she's pregnant." And she was like, "The man that she was with is the same guy from the picture that's been circulating, the mechanic." So are you surprised that Matt is actually the baby daddy? Because remember, we couldn't really verify it because we couldn't put him in Florida with her. We were trying and trying. We couldn't make it happen. So yeah, Pineapple, you're right. Oversized hoodie in Florida is a death wish. It's so hot. What is she thinking?
Maybe
So are
she's
you
cold. Some
surprised?
pregnant women get cold and then they need to put like layers on, and some women get hot
I
in the
think
middle of the.
it's. I think she's just trying to hide. Okay, so I have a theory, Gina. I think that, you know, Last Resort filmed over a year ago, and Jasmine and Gino haven't been together for a full year. And Matt and Jasmine have probably been together most of that time. My theory is, since they keep hiding and everything, I think that maybe Jasmine and Matt filmed something together already.
Maybe.
That's my thought, because he has been laying pretty low. He won't post on Instagram. He won't nothing. And then she has made it very difficult to find anything with him linked to it. And then there's like a soft launch of Matt on The Last Resort. Remember when she was on the phone with him? They put a
Yep.
picture on the screen and his name, which a lot of people found really peculiar, especially Shibuti. He was like, "That's really peculiar. Why would they put a picture up?" Like, it's like they were
I
getting us ready for
bet
him.
he's coming on. I bet he's coming on.
So yeah, that I don't know if he's gonna show up on The Last
I
Resort. I don't know where
bet he's
this
coming on
is
The
gonna
Last
happen.
Resort, because why would they, like, it would just show normally with TLC, they'll
A name.
show on the phone with like Matt, but they won't show a picture of
Well,
him.
sometimes
Just like
they
the
don't
other
even tell
guys
you.
in, what's it
Yeah.
called, in Panama, right? Whenever she would talk to him on the phone. And
Right.
they were like long distance, it would just show his name and then the description of who he was to her, like a friend or whatever, the other guy she was banging, or like her daughter's like
Oh,
baby daddy, Dane or
Dane.
whatever.
Yeah,
Yes.
and then he was eventually featured on the show. So I think Shibuti might be right. I think he was like, they were soft launching us, like showing us a picture. So, like, you know how you're taking a class and the teacher's like, "Pay attention, you're gonna see this again." That photo of Matt, I think they were like, "Pay attention, you're gonna see this guy again later. It'll make sense to you later. You're not gonna get it now, but pay attention." I think that that's probably the truth, because he's been laying low, and apparently they're li obviously they're living together in Florida. He used to live in Michigan, Canton, Michigan, where she's from. Well, she was living, and I think it's probably they're hiding, and every time people see them, they freak out. It's because wait, and who the hell has heard of Doomed in Florida? I know it's okay. So it's basically a suburb of Clearwater. She's not even in Miami. She's in the Clearwater area, but it's like a little town in Clearwater.
That's probably why, because it's not Miami, it's not Orlando. Not as many people would probably recognize her. That's
Yeah.
why she went to this like hole in the wall place in Florida, because at least it's nice and sunny and you
Well,
know.
Clearwater is very beautiful. It's pretty, but you know, they what we call it down here is the poor man's Miami. It's beautiful, but it's like you said, it's not Miami. You know, so if you don't own a yacht, you live in Clearwater. If you own a yacht, you live in Miami. You know, so that's kind of how, or in Naples. But I think that you're right. They picked a low-key little suburb town close to a city, and they're hiding out, because I think at some point they're gonna be on a show together, but they can't be seen until that happens. So I think that's what they're doing. And so the fact that a fan, a viewer, saw them together was gold, because a lot of people were like, "Oh, I think she's pregnant, but I don't think she's with that guy." Because everybody kept saying, "Well, or I don't think she's pregnant," or "But she's both. She is with Matt, she is pregnant, and hell, in like 3 months, we're gonna see a baby." Like, I don't know how she's gonna hide that. Well, Tiger Lily hit a baby pretty good too, though. Remember when she announced the baby yesterday? Adnan posted a picture of Zayn 11 a couple months ago, and then he
Really?
deleted it right away. Remember that? It was the same baby. So you called it, though. You knew that was the baby.
Exactly.
We saw the picture on the tell-all. Cute baby, by the way.
It was.
It doesn't look like either of them, thank God. But it's a very cute baby. It's like in the top five of cute 90 Day Babies. It's a very cute baby.
Yeah, you're saying you mentioned that yesterday with Kara. So yeah, it's a really adorable baby. I just feel sorry for this child, and their parents are not the brightest tools in the shed.
It's gonna have a hard life, right? It's got its work cut out for it, and it just got here. Because kids like that, they have to grow up and take care of their parents. Because let's be real, Tiger Lily and Adnan are gonna need to be taken care of, and unfortunately, the kids are gonna have to be the ones to do it. Remember when we were watching Tiffany and Ronald, and she had the son Daniel, and Daniel was basically
He
taking
was
care of
so
her,
smart. He
right?
was so clever.
He was taking care of his mom, and I feel like that's gonna be Zayn 11. He's gonna have to take care of Tiger Lily and Adnan. Actually, I think Adnan's gonna need more help than Tiger Lily because he's like what, 22 years old, but he has like the brain of like a 16-year-old. So the tell-all yesterday, you weren't here yesterday. So what was your opinion on Adnan's attitude yesterday?
I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible, and it's really hard, but I wanted to punch him in the face. I would be the one punching him in the face, along with Niles. And I don't know if you've seen it, but someone asked Tiger Lily about his attitude towards Niles. And she said, "Oh, I've worked with many people that are like disabled and ADHD and whatnot. And I don't think he's in the spectrum and whatnot." It's like, how can you say that?
I did see that comment, and how is, I don't know, undiagnosing a person's disability helpful?
He's not
Because I was like,
even the brightest crayon in the box. So I don't know why she would make that
and
like
I'm
presumption. He's
sorry.
not a medical profession.
Well, I'm sorry, but the spectrum, the word spectrum means that you can fall anywhere on this chart. So how is an autistic person supposed to act so that you believe that they're autistic? Because literally the word spectrum means there's so many different levels that you can be on in that spectrum. Everyone, their autism is portrayed and perceived and lived with differently. No two people are alike when it comes to autism. There are people who are high functioning, low functioning, anywhere in the middle. So the idea that she's like, oh, well, I think he's faking. Why would he fake that? Of
Exactly. I don't
all the things,
understand.
it's so stupid. And people said that about you. Remember in the very beginning, they're like, I think Chidi's not really blind. Why would you fake that? Like, I really question the
Because
things
she
that.
wants the attention on her, basically, on them. And as you guys put it, they're not like they weren't Kim and Kanye, but they came out like royalty, and they're not. They're nothing. Hopefully sooner rather than later they'll be off our screens and we don't have to hear her annoying voice ever again. And the only time we'll see them ever again is when he beats her ass and she's on TMZ for it.
Well, you saw the comment that he made last
Yes,
night, right? That he...
I did. And I was just like, wait, what? What did you say?
and
But
nobody reacted. It's sad though because you don't want anyone to live or go through that. But the fact that it's going on and he's openly talking about it on TV, it's just sad because now there's a baby involved. She got two kids, and I don't want anyone to live that way. But it's like
no.
at this point, she. I don't know how to, how you, there's people you don't know how to help. Like there's like you try to offer them a way out. She wouldn't take a way out. So it's like I don't know how I would help her anyway. This is what she wants. It's just sad. And like you said, I did tweet out yesterday. They're the Temu prince and princess. They're the Temu version of Kim and Kanye, or no, Meghan and what? Who's Meghan Markle's husband?
Harry.
Harry. Meg. They're the Temu, Meghan and Harry. And I'm tired of them already. And we got three more parts to the tell-all to go. I'm so sick of these
I
two.
am too.
They're so
Oh.
arrogant and disrespectful and rude. And the way that they speak of other people is just terrifying. Because at first I thought it was just Adnan who was really rude and disrespectful. And then I saw those comments that you were talking about from Tiger Lily, and I was like, no, it's both of them. They're both vile, nasty,
They're
rude,
feeding
disrespectful people.
off of each other's. They're
They're
feeding off
so
of each other, and like I haven't seen it yet, but apparently Sarher has something to say about yesterday's tell-all. I haven't seen the video for it yet.
Oh, I saw the video. Yeah. So when you see, yeah, Sarper basically was like, Adnan is lucky that I wasn't there, is basically what he said. Because he was like, the way that he acted, he's lucky that I wasn't physically in the studio. So I think that he definitely was rubbed. It's funny because I didn't like Sarpa or Shekinah at all, but now when I look back, I see Adnan and Tiger Lily, and now I realize that Sarpa and Shekinah aren't so bad. It's
Yeah,
funny
no,
because
Sarper on the last towel, he wasn't so bad. He, you know, like he rubbed off on me.
I
No,
know.
but I
I
want to see
hated
them on
him.
my screen again, but like I'm like, oh,
Well, now that
he's
I
actually.
see that it could be so much worse, Adnan is like the worst version of Sarper. Because I was like, I hated Sarper. I was like, oh, he's so arrogant, he's so ignorant. And then I realized I can tolerate Sarper way more than I can tolerate Adnan. Adnan is like a person that makes your blood boil. I understand why Niles reacted the way that he did, because we all did. At home, we all wanted to get up and smack him, right? We were just like, are you serious? Are you really talking to people this way? And he told Vanja, he was like, or no, he told Brian, he's like, I wouldn't take advice from someone in a wheelchair. And I was
Yeah,
like,
he's just so, I don't
I'm
know if it's for
sorry.
TV. Like I don't know what it is, but at the same time, like his mother even told Tiger Puff or Tiger Cloud, however we want to call her, that like no man should ever control a woman. But yet here he is controlling her.
Yeah, I think that he's a very narcissistic person, and I worry. You know, I worry about Tiger Lily, and I worry about her safety. You know, when you're dealing with somebody who admits on TV that they hit you, and that's on TV. I can't even imagine what's going on in clothes, under clothes. Yeah, you're
Right.
right, Diva. The production should have pulled him for those comments. He basically said in the green room, he's like, I don't have to unalive anyone tonight. You know, they should have actually put their foot down and said, hey, we're not going to allow physical threats of violence during
Yeah.
filming. But production doesn't seem to care.
No.
It's whatever they think is going to get us riled up, they're going to air
It's
it. And I think that's
whatever's gonna get views and clicks. That's it.
it's very toxic the way that they don't care, you know, how toxic and sick the show gets. They used to have standards, and I feel like they're just out the window now. They're just like, go out there, say or do whatever you want, as long as we get it on video and we can air it, we're
Well,
good.
TLC needs to be named something else because it's not definitely not the Learning Channel no more.
It's not right. What did
No,
we learn
it's
from that?
not.
Yeah, only thing I learned from that tell-all last night was I can't stand him, and he wants me. He was making me choose violence. That's not what I wanted to learn. You know, I like to get a drink and some popcorn and be entertained, not angry. And I feel like last night I spent more time angry than entertained. So you're right. They need to change the lacking channel. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I like that. It's lacking class. It's lacking a lot of class. I remember when 90 Day Fiancé had class and integrity, and now I don't even know what we're watching anymore. Lauren talking about drinking pee. Like, I don't even know what we're watching anymore. It's almost like we're watching like Cinemax or HBO. Something
Showcase.
at after, yeah, something like after 1 a.m. Like, what are we even watching anymore? Anyway, so okay, I think we talked about everything. We talked about Natalie and Josh and Brandon and
Talked
Julius.
about everybody.
And okay, cool. So we're gonna come back Sunday for Before the 90 Days, part two of the tell-all. And then there'll be some. Oh, so I'll be on Shibuti's podcast on Friday. We're gonna be breaking down the post that Natalie posted out, where she wanted to help the victims of the LA wildfires by
What
taking
the f
50% of the
man?
money for herself. So if you wanna hear us, me and Shibuti, talk about that, we'll be talking about that on Friday on the 90 Day Fiancé's Fridays podcast. It'll be on Twitter Live at Friday night, and then Saturday it'll be on all streaming platforms the next day. So we're gonna break down that because, you know, no, yeah, Nutley is like, oh, let me capitalize on these people losing their livelihood because there's money to be made here. So why don't I get my instead of getting a job, why don't I put my hand in their help and grab some of that money? So yeah, we're gonna be talking about that.
Oh, God.
I know, right? Of all the nasty, vile things, waiting
Out of all
for.
the things that come out of her mouth, she, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Capitalizing on what's going on in California is sick.
Capitalizing
She ain't never had
on
no
everybody
job.
else's miseries is disgusting.
Ain't never had no job, but now she's like, oh, give me some of the money you would give to these people that need help. Really? Okay, anyway. So make sure you're following my co-host Gina. I'm gonna tag her in this video. Make sure you're following me on all social media platforms at George Massey, georgemassey.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, type in the George Massey Show. Thanks for joining us tonight. She will probably claim she was hacked. Oh, it's too late. It's too
Oh,
late. The post
no.
is everywhere. It's too
Got
late.
receipts,
We got
receipts, receipts.
receipts. It's been screenshotted. It's on Reddit. It's on Twitter. It's on TikTok. It's too late. All right, guys. Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to
Night,
you really
guys.
soon.
Bye.
Bye.